Today, inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to give a short talk because Dr. Yasser is traveling. So today we're going to talk about a characteristic that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam not only disliked but despised. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith that this characteristic cannot coexist along with iman in the heart of a believer. It cannot coexist. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam day and night will seek refuge from Allah from this characteristic. What is this characteristic? Al-bukhl, stinginess. Stinginess is one of the worst characteristics that a person can have. Stinginess is the characteristic the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said cannot coexist in the heart of a Muslim with iman. Like iman and stinginess cannot exist together. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say in a dua day and night, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan wa min al-ajzi wal-kasal wa min al-jubni wal-bukhul. He would seek refuge in Allah from what? From cowardice and from what? From miserness, being stingy or stinginess. The top level of this stinginess, and we're going to talk about a few types of it, inshallah, and give some examples. The topmost is ash-shuh. Ash-shuh is when a person is stingy on their own self. Not others, but their own self. They have what they have enough to spend on themselves, but they choose to not give themselves and their own families except what is the minimum. This is the worst type. It's called shuh. And the shuh here, when we say shuh, it is a complex that is in the mind of a person. Why is it so bad? Why is it so evil? Some of us can, like, okay, I don't want to spend my money. What's the big deal? No, the big deal is that it almost negates tawakkul from the heart. Because a person who is so stingy cannot truly have reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if they did have reliance, then they would give and know that the one who gave them first is going to give them again. But the one who has this shuh in them, it's as if they are saying, no, Allah will not give me again. So I don't want to give from what I have. Do you see the... And this is how it becomes so bad and so evil. And this is how it cannot coexist with iman and faith in the heart of a Muslim. The worst type of stinginess is the stinginess of what? Of wajibat. From things that are fard. Like what? Like zakah. Person does not want to give zakah. When they come and give zakah, it is heavy on them. But it's only 2.5% of the wealth that is above the nisab, the specific amount that stayed with you for a whole year. Right? And it's 2.5%. But even that comes out heavily. And they try to find loopholes and ways out of even that. This is the first level of stinginess. Another level of stinginess is what stinginess from the mustahabbat. Things that are extra, supplementary, sadaqat. Person does not give sadaqah, right? Does want to give sadaqah. But it's not only specific to wealth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in a hadith, he said, أبخل الناس من بخل بالسلام. The most stingy of people is the one who doesn't even give salam. The one who doesn't even give salam. You know, sometimes you see somebody walking by and you're like, hey, salamu alaykum. It's not even like they should start with salam. But not only that, some people don't even give salam back. They just look at it like, you know, like, what are you, at least give salam back. That is the most stingy act, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. Right? And the Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith as well, مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ وَضَيْفَهُ. If you believe in Allah in the hereafter, then be generous to your guest. Some people, subhanAllah, the guest comes over, nothing, not even water. And some people water, but look at the story, subhanAllah. I was preparing for this dars and the story, I think it's a true story. A man, he wanted to buy, you know, a guest came and this guest was very dear to him coming from out of town. He said to his son, look, son, here's some money. I want you to go and get a quarter kilo of meat for my guest. Quarter kilo. That's, you know, long musta'an. You know, that's enough. Quarter kilo. So the son goes and he said, look, give me a quarter kilo of meat and I want good meat. The butcher told him, I'll give you meat that's so good and so tender, it's as if it's butter. So the kid, obviously, he's the son of his own father, right? Apples don't fall far from the tree. What does he do? He says, if the meat is like butter, I might as well buy butter, it's cheaper. Right? So he went, subhanAllah, look at this flawed logic. So he goes and he buys butter from the baqar. Tells him, hey, can you give me the best butter you have because we have a guest? So okay, I'll give you butter that's so pure it's as if it's water. He said, we have water in the house. Why should I get butter in that case? So he goes home. He goes home and he tells his father, he comes empty-handed. He's like, Dad, I came empty-handed. He said, why? He said, you know, he told him the story, the butcher and then the butter and then, you know, the butter is like water. So I came back, we have water. He's like, you're so wise, my son. You're just like your father. But you know what? You're still not quite like me. He said, why? He said, because look, you used your shoes to go run to the butcher shop. So, you know, some of your shoe is gone now because of the running around. He said, La, Baba, look, I took the guest's shoes and I went to the Allah. So that's so sad, you know. Some people are like this. Allah, they live like this. No tawakkul, no reliance. Nas'al Allah al-afiyah wa salama. They don't give salam. They don't give, smiles. The Prophet ﷺ said, smiling is what? Sadaqah. So what does that make frowning? Frowning is the opposite of that. You're going around not giving sadaqah at all to anybody. Yaqi, smile. No, I don't want to smile. Why are you cheap? You know, like that? That's so stingy. At least you can put happiness in the heart of somebody. Right? At least you can put happiness. Sometimes people are very haris. They want what they have, what they possess. Like they're eating. You know, you go to somebody and, you know, he's eating in a restaurant and you don't want to invite him over. Right? That happened to one of the guys, one of the people that are known in the history of Islam, Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali. Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali, who knows Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali? He's a known person in the history of Islam. He's one of the greatest grammar scholars in the history of the Arab, Abu al-Aswad. But unfortunately, he was known for his stinginess. It's just something, a characteristic that happened to be in him. Although he was a linguist, he was a master in Arabic, right? He did grammar, he was one of the people, the first who did the Nahu in the Qur'an, the Fatha, Dhamma, Kasra, Sukun, all of that. But he was stingy. Said one day a man came to him, Arabi, a Bedouin. He came up to him, and the Arabi was looking, and he came close. Abu al-Aswad was eating. And he looked at him and he's like, man, this guy peeped my food. You know, my food is good. I don't want to give him any of it. So the Arabi, he said, hey, how you doing? He's like, good. So the man tried to start conversation. He said, I saw your family when I was coming here. He's like, yeah, they were on your way. Yeah. Because, you know, he wanted to try to find something, you know, a reason for Abu al-Aswad to invite him to eat. He said, you know, I saw your family on your way. Abu al-Aswad said, okay, yeah, they were on your way. You know, your wife was pregnant. He's like, yeah, that's how I left her. And you know, she gave birth. He said, of course, any pregnant woman's going to eventually give birth. So he said, you know, she had twin boys, mashallah. He said, yeah, you know, that's how her parents, they gave birth to twin boys. So, you know, she's just like her mother. He said, one of them died. He said, subhanAllah, you know, it's the qadr, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took one of them. He said, no, the other one died. He's like, of course, out of sadness from the first dying. He said, you know, and then the wife died. She said, of course, how can she live with the pain of losing two children? And he said, I like your food. He said, I like it too. That's why I ate all of it. So he didn't want to give him any of it. It's a famous story of Abu al-Aswad. So it's unfortunate, like some people even are stingy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was akram al-nas, the most generous of people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be very clear with that. And he didn't under any circumstance want to be known as someone that's stingy. On the day of Hunayn, after the battle of Hunayn, a lot of people who were recent in Islam, they just entered Islam from Mecca, they went in the battle of Hunayn, and after the battle of Hunayn, all the war booty came, they went around the Prophet ﷺ, gathered around him and started to pull and shove, and they went, subhanAllah. The Prophet ﷺ was traveling until somebody took his rida', you know, his cloak, someone took it and ran. Then the Prophet ﷺ stood up and he said, "Oh people, return to me my cloak, for wallah, even if my body was in parts, I would give it away, and you will not find me to be a stingy man. Give me back my cloak. You will not find me to be a stingy man. If the only thing I had was my body to give, I would have gave it in parts. And you will not find me to be stingy." The Prophet ﷺ was very keen on not being found to be that way, subhanAllah. So ihna, we have to not only be generous, it starts with having tawakkul, having reliance. And it starts with innama al-hilm bit-tahallum, you know? And all khuluq is bit-takhalluq. When you want to get a characteristic or an attribute and you want to learn it, what do? You practice it. Practice generosity around your family. Teach it to your kids. Teach it to your families. Let those around you know. So we're not like this father who sent his kid to buy meat, or like Abu al-Aswad who didn't want to invite someone to his food. No, let's do the opposite. And let's give, inshallah ta'ala, and not be known for this characteristic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us generous. We ask Allah to bless us with generosity, to make us from those who give for His sake. We seek refuge in Allah from miserness and from stinginess and from cowardice. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these negative and evil attributes. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.